Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words concerning the Republican Party rallying around the man looking more and more like their presumptive nominee, Donald J. Trump. Well, perhaps rally is too strong of a word. More of a depressed dawdle, a lackluster loiter, melancholy mosey. They're exhibiting all the enthusiasm of a condemned man walking barefoot to the gallows up 13 steps of broken glass. Too bad Elizabeth Kubler-Ross died a decade ago, or she could have witnessed her 5 stages of grief all being experienced at the same time. Depending on where you look, the GOP is going through denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and just barely acceptance. Not to mention desolation, mortification, and suicidal gloom. The way party regulars are dragging their feet on the path to partner with Trump, you'd swear they were wearing concrete galoshes, encased in lead, dragging supergravity anvils. There's no jumping out of this bleak bandwagon, more like sliding on surreptitiously from the shadows in the back when family members aren't watching. Plenty of Republicans still cling to their desperate hope of denying the New York businessmen their nomination. The problem is, none of them get along with one another. The Ted Cruz-John Kasich partnership had a shorter run than a box of cupcakes in a preschool daycare center after a 5-mile hike. Snowflakes in hell have lasted longer. And to further nail down the fires of perdition analogy, former Speaker of the House John Boehner called Cruz Lucifer in the flesh. Although another Republican congressman, Peter King in New York, argued that by doing so, Boehner was giving Lucifer a bad name. With friends like these, who needs enemas? To his credit, you have to admit, Ted Cruz certainly is able to incite passion. Then again, so does flesh-eating bacteria. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.